It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, the Crusaders have nailed their man to the cross to fill next year's head coaching vacancy and appointing Rob Penny to take over from Scott Robertson. They have a formula in Christchurch. They like their own, and Penny is certainly that, being a centurion for Canterbury as a player before leading them to a stack of titles as a coach. He also worked under Robbie Deans in Super Rugby in the mid-2000s. But that wasn't the only personnel appointment made with the Crusaders legend. Matt Todd announced as an assistant coach on Rob Penny's staff. Matt has recently been playing up in Japan. He's on the line with us this morning. And an exciting morning for yourself, no doubt. Matt, good morning to you and congratulations.
Morning, Toddy. Thanks very much. It is, you know, exciting. It's a great opportunity ahead of me and, you know, great group to be working with as well.
Matt, 72 games in the Canterbury jersey, but 140 games for the Crusaders. When you left on your travels, did you imagine this might be on the radar?
Nah, certainly not, I guess. You know, when I left, I thought it was quite on the edge of my involvement with the Crusaders, but, you know, the sort of last few years unfolded and I started to get involved with some coaching, and certainly last year coaching Canterbury, and that, I guess, it gave me a taste of it and I really enjoyed it. And I guess just the way things panned out with availabilities coming up, that this opportunity presented itself.
As you say, you dipped your toe in the ocean with Canterbury last year, but this is next level. You got any nervousness about the whole deal?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've spoken to a few people about it. It's like, how do you know if you're ready to coach at this level and that? And, you know, the kind of answer is, you don't until you get in there, and I guess you've just got to trust yourself and trust those that made the selection, that they know what they're looking for, and they think that I'll complement the group nicely and we'll work nicely as a cohesive coaching group.
Does that mean for you, Matt, that the playing days are officially over?
Yeah. I guess, you know, that's part of the decision, but I'm happy to, you know, hang out in the boots. I was very fortunate of the career I had, so when this opportunity presented itself to be able to be back involved with the Crusaders, it was too hard to turn down. So yeah, the phone made that and dusted, boots been hung up.
So what makes for you, how much involvement have you had with Rob Penny over the years? What makes him for you a good fit in the job as your boss?
He was my first Canterbury coach when I first debuted for Canterbury coach before, like, 3 seasons. And I think he's a good people person. He understands, you know, people well, which is a massive part of, I guess, being a head coach, is that people management. He's got great experience all around the world. And, you know, he's had some probably learnings. Obviously, his last stint at the Waratahs and Super Rugby didn't go well, but he would have learned a lot from that. And I think it's those experiences that you need to call on, and having someone who's gone through a lot, who's coached in, you know, he's coached up a month, he's coached in Japan, Australia, New Zealand. He's got a good feel of the global game and understands the game well and understands people well.
Matt, you've only been in the role for 5 minutes. In fact, you're not in the role yet because there's still the current season to play out as such. But what do you ascertain will be your specifics within the role?
Yeah, I guess we're still, like, we haven't had in-depth discussions with, like you say, the other groups. You know, they're well in the mix of important time in the playoff time. So, but a bit around the breakdown, a little bit of defence stuff and some loose forward stuff. So kind of a little bit across those three areas. But without nutting out the real detail, I guess that'll come once we sit down as an actual collective group.
Hey, Matt, Louis here, mate. Congratulations. It's awesome. And we hear so much about the Crusaders being, and Smithy alluded to it before the break, being a family and people understanding what the region's like. You've obviously a local lad, and Could you just give us an insight as to why that is and why that has been throughout your playing days? Why is it such a connected place down there at Rugby Park? And why do you think the people that appoint these roles like yourself look for their own?
Yeah, that's a good question, Lily. I guess, you know, like, yeah, as you come into the Crusaders, you're welcomed in like a family, and that's, I guess, fed down from the older guys that have been there. So everyone, when they come in, they kind of get that family feeling, that family understanding. And it's also the people's families are really welcoming and included, so everyone feels a part of it, the partners, the kids. They're encouraged to be down there and enjoy it. You're all on that journey together. So I think that makes everyone feel welcome, makes them feel really connected, makes them feel really involved, and you know, people just, and it's a place people enjoy coming into work each day, and that's, I think, a big one. When you love what you're doing and you're happy to be in there, it gets the best out of you.
Matt, I find it interesting too that when you come into this role, all of a sudden you're going to have to, I won't say you have to build an ethics because they're there, but you might have to build a squad, because when Razor goes, of course, and his fellow assistants, Scott Hansen, etc., go as well, you're going to lose a lot of head playing staff in terms of that as well. You're going to have to start rebuilding some, I guess, some top-end Crusaders.
Yeah, absolutely. Some, you know, real legends of the jersey leaving, and like you say, with Razor and Scotty Hansen, what they've achieved and, you know, hopefully we'll achieve this season. You know, there's a lot of, you know, very successful, very smart people leaving. But I think it's, you know, when someone leaves, it's an opportunity for someone else to step up, or it's not even one person, it's a collective group to step up. And the Crusaders have gone through, I guess, these kind of times before when they've lost a lot of players or experienced players have moved on, and there's still going to be a good core of experienced guys there, and then there's an opportunity for exciting young talent to come through. And, you know, I guess they're kind of, they're always planning, you know, years in advance of talent coming through. So you want to keep everyone, it's part of the business of filling out these opportunities and people go. And an organisation like the Crusaders, they've planned, you know, as much as you can. Obviously, some people you can't plan for, but they're always thinking about who's coming through next, who's that next player to step up. And when people do leave, it's an opportunity for someone to, or some a bunch of people to step into a new role and grow as a player and grow as a person.
Yeah, that's awesome. Makes a lot of sense. Hey, how would you stop the Chiefs, Toddy? How would you make Damien McKenzie's life absolute nightmare out there, especially at the breakdown?
Yeah, they've been playing very well, haven't they? I think it's just you've got to control the ball that you get when you get opportunities. You've got to be accurate with your ball. And I think the breakdown's a big one. If he gets fast ball, he's very dangerous to stop, and he can dictate to you. But if you can slow that breakdown down, make him get a messy ball, he's not on the front foot, it's going to be a big part. So who can win the breakdown through this playoff period is going to go a long way to winning the title.
As a player, Matt Todd, you just get on, roll your sleeves up and get the job done. What kind of personality do you think that you're going to be as a coach? Are you going to be a hard guy? Are you going to be behind the scenes? Are you going to be evident? What kind of personality are we going to see from Matt Todd?
Well, I think it's just about being yourself in that, and I guess just, you know, you want to be approachable as a person. And the more you can connect with your players, get an understanding of where they're at and how you can help them. So I think that's the biggest thing. You've got to be open to your players and be approachable and be well connected with them. And I guess, you know, go back to, you know, what you stand for, and that's a hard-working coach, and expect that from your players, but also understand, you know, where they're at and what they need. You know, because throughout the season, players, I guess, fluctuate, you know, physically and mentally and emotionally, and that. So just having a good understanding of the players and what they need on a week-to-week basis.
I would imagine whilst you've been away, you've kept a pretty close eye on Super Rugby, Matt. That seems to be the way these days. But from the Matt Todd playing days, you know, as I say, of 140 games for the Crusaders, to the Matt Todd coaching days, do you think loose forward play has changed at all in that, with the rule changes, etc.?
I think there's there's still like a lot of the core same stuff. You know, the game tweaks from time to time when sort of rule changes the board, and obviously the big one now is with shoulder, you know, any head contact or any, you know, potential head contact clean outs and all that. So you just got to be a lot more accurate. The margin for error is a lot smaller, I think. So particularly going to these playoffs, to, you know, like a card can be a very defining moment in the game. So I think that's a big one. Also, you know, the jack potentially doesn't get rewarded like it used to, so to be able to influence the breakdown in other ways or slow the ball down without necessarily being able to get your hands on the ball, that's changed a little bit. But I think, you know, for a large part, it's still the same. You still got to be able to, as loose boards impact the game across the park in many different ways. You can't be one-dimensional. You've got to, as a trio, collectively work together and be able to impact the game in a broad way of, you know, broad areas.
Won't it be nice, you know, and I'm forecasting that you will be in the job when you run out onto a new stadium in Christchurch after having to put up with what you have since the days of the earthquake. What a carrot that is for a Crusaders fan, a Crusaders staff member.
Oh, it'll be amazing once that's complete. You know, not just for rugby, but for Christchurch as a city, for, you know, Canterbury as a region. What they'll bring to the city and the area is massive. But yeah, the Crusaders to be able to play their home games in that stadium. Was it 2026, I think, that it's finished? So still a few more years of the Addington Stadium. But to know that it's around the corner and, you know, what it'll do for the city is massive.
Matt, as a former All Black, of course, no one will ever write off an All Black's chance of doing anything, but who are the biggest for you, the biggest hurdles to win this World Cup this year as such when you look at world rugby?
I think it's probably the most even World Cup has ever been, the amount of teams that are genuinely capable of winning it. Obviously, you look at Ireland and France and what they've done through the Six Nations, they're building and for the same time, what a pressure on those teams. You know, France being the host nation and Ireland having not been successful at World Cups, so how they deal with that will be interesting. You know, South Africa are always there. Their game is built for World Cups and pressure knockout footy, and they've still got an experienced team and guys that have won, you know, won the last World Cups and know what's required. And then the unknown, I guess, Aussie with Eddie Jones, see what are they going to look like? England, same thing, Norwich coach, and so there's a lot. It's an exciting tournament. It's, I guess, real feet sitting for me there, but it is genuinely, there are sort of six or seven teams that have got a genuine chance of winning it and get hot at the right time. Could be real jumping club in the year.
Well, Matt Todd, by the time the World Cup's over, you will be well and truly ensconced in your new job in terms of recruiting and assembling squads, etc. So we wish you all the best. Great news from Canterbury Rugby perspective as well that you managed to come back to the family where you made your name. We wish you all the best. Matt, we'll talk again in the future. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, really. Cheers.